Shabbat Shalom. Today's parasha is Parsha Vechanan. This is Deuteronomy chapter 3, 23 through 7, 11. And there's a few things that are actually pretty interesting, and some things you will definitely, or at least should be, familiar with. Early on, it talks about the cities of refuge. Okay, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, okay, and verse 41, then Moses set aside three cities east of the Jordan to which anyone who had killed a person could flee if he had unintentionally killed his neighbor without malice aforethought. In other words, it wasn't murder. He could flee into one of these cities and save his life. The cities were these: Bezer in the desert plateau for the Reubenites, Ramoth and Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan for the Manassites. Basically, if somebody, maybe they got in a fight, you know, and pushing and shoving, and a guy fell down and, you know, split his head on a rock or something, that was an unintentional killing. But the brothers of the deceased would try to go kill the guy. And so he can go to these one of these cities of refuge and be safe as long as he stayed within the city walls. The minute he walked out, you know, he was open game, you know. So I don't know how often that would ever have been used, but it was there. Then moving into chapter 5, the Ten Commandments. How many know the Ten Commandments? Anybody know the Ten Commandments? Yeah, the kids know the Ten Commandments, and the adults should. Okay. They're really not hard to learn, and we should know them. Why should we know them if we're not justified by the law? Well, you have to have some rules to live by. Most of society is based basically on the Ten Commandments. You know, first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay. Number two, don't bow down to any other gods. Number three, don't use the name of the Lord your God in vain, or use it loosely or lightly. Okay, number four, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Five, honor your father and mother. Six, don't kill. Seven, don't commit adultery. Eight, don't steal. Nine, don't lie. Ten, don't covet. You know, they're very easy to remember. Only take you 10 minutes if you really wanted to. Then in Deuteronomy chapter 6, this should sound very familiar to you if you've been coming here, you know, at any length of time. Deuteronomy 6, 20 to 25. In the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, laws the Lord our God has commanded you? Tell him, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent miraculous signs and wonders, great and terrible, upon Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us from there to bring us and give us in the land, and he promised an oath to our forefathers. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. If we were careful to obey all that God has commanded us, that would be our righteousness. And moving on to 7, 9, and 11, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant to love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. But those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I give you today. We are to strive to keep God's commandments, but not to be righteous. No one is justified by the law. Okay, but Yeshua himself kept them perfectly. If you're truly saved, Yeshua is your righteousness. If you're not saved and put all your trust in Yeshua, then your destruction your destiny is destruction. If you think that you can rebel against God and his law, then just, you know, nothing's going to happen, that's a total ignorance. And if you're saved, you will be convicted by the Holy Spirit, and God will deal with you if you belong to him. If you don't belong to Yeshua, then I urge you that it's something you actually need to do. It's something you can't put off. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed you're going to get home after church. You know, anything can happen out there on the road. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. Shabbat shalom.